Hello.
Kia ora, Star.
Davey.
Hi, 大家好。
안녕하세요.
Mori.
Hi, 大家好。
Satsuya Call.
Kamonatsu.
Konnichiwa.
Namaste.
G'day. Welcome to Western Sydney University. I'm Sid Sharma, and I've got things every student should know. I'm not going to lie, Aussies have a pretty distinct way of talking, so don't feel bad if you're struggling to keep up. This episode is all about helping you understand Aussie slang. I'm joined by Pepe, Mamoon, Balavi, Michelle, and Karina, who are going to tell you about their experiences getting used to Aussie slang.
Hi, I'm Pepe. I'm a third-year law and international student, and my favourite slang word is arvo.
Hi, my name is Pallavi Verma and I'm from India. I have recently completed my master's in information and communication technology. My favorite slang word is meccas.
Hello everyone, my name is Mamoon. I'm a second year accounting student. My favorite slang word is brewskins.
Hi everyone, I'm Karina. I'm a second year nursing student, advanced, and my favorite slang word is brekkie.
Hi, my name's Michelle and I'm studying to be a primary school teacher, and my favorite Aussie slang word would be chucking a yui.
Okay, well, let's get right into it.
Top 1.
Hey.
Mozi.
Yep.
Ack.
Number 1. First impressions. Everyone remembers the first time that they've heard an Australian accent and how different it can be to any English that you've heard before. Guys, I want to hear about your first impressions of the Australian accent.
I guess first impression would be the ends of the words are quite dragged out and quite, yeah, lazily pronounced. But I guess the first word that I heard when I came to Australia was like, g'day mate, which is pretty classic Australian slang.
I remember I received an email, we are going to have a meeting this arvo, and I remember I had to search on Google what does arvo mean. So I have had strange experience because like I wasn't knowing what are various Australian slang. So
yeah, arvo gets a lot of people. I've had a lot of people being like, what does that mean? What does it mean?
So now I know arvo means afternoon.
The first word was that I heard was like, from my drive, from my chauffeur, was getting the ute. What's ute? Utility vehicle, SUVs, pickup trucks.
두 번째.
No.
이.
두이.
비리.
Number 2. Aussies abbreviate everything. There are so many Australian slang words which are common abbreviations. We're going to walk through some of them now just to help you out. Guys, what are some of the common abbreviations that you hear on a day-to-day basis?
Barbecue.
Barbie.
Barbie. A snag.
Or
a sanger.
A sanger. Or biscuit would be bicky.
Bread could be damper. And then you have your din-din. You have your everything shorted.
And there's even words that don't make sense. Like we say to people, oh, cool bananas. And they look at you like, what on earth are you talking about? And it actually made me stop and think that, okay, I need to make sure what I'm saying makes sense to others. So cool bananas is awesome. Okay, good.
It's interesting because like so much of Aussie slang is metaphor, right? Like for instance, one thing that I love is there's a bird that we have here called the ibis, and it's so common to call it a bin chicken because you always find the ibis hanging around bins and eating rubbish, effectively.
Does everyone know what a drop bear is?
Not really.
You know, to be fair, I'm not even quite sure what a drop bear is, and I'm born here. So.
What's that, Michelle?
It's a koala, but we like to make them sound really aggressive. So, yeah, they fall out of the trees on top of you.
Another thing is we refer to flip-flop slippers as thongs as well. And I know in some countries that means something else. Mm. So that can be quite confusing. So, yeah.
Going to the loo. Like the loo, it's like, what's the loo? What are you talking about? Why the loo? How is it in connection with the toilet?
One of my friends, I said to her, can you hold my handbag while I go to the loo? And I've run off, gone to the loo, come back, got my handbag. She's like, where'd you go? I'm like, the toilet. She's like, loo? What's a loo? And I like, but the wonderful thing is she actually carries a little black book. And every word I say that confuses her, she writes it down and she writes down the definition. And this is the friend that I would say, let's jump in the car, chuck a yui because we're going to go to Macca's through the drive-thru, go to the loo. So I'm often explaining those words to her, and now she's starting to use that terminology as well, which I love. So, yeah.
Another thing is when people greet you, they go, how are you going? How are you doing? And some people's response is not too bad. it can be quite confusing because you go, how bad is it? Is it really bad? Is it good? So don't get confused with how you're going. It just means, how are you?
And one thing people will say will go, they'll say, yeah, nah, all right. And it's like, what does that mean?
Yeah, just want to add on, like, whenever, like, in India or somewhere else, we ask people, how are you? They'll say, good, fantastic, or I'm okay. And here, one of the most common word I hear is not bad. And I wonder, why don't they say I'm good or I'm okay? Why do they say I'm not bad?
You eventually, when you've been here long enough, whether it's a month or a year, you will start talking like an Aussie. It's, you know, you can't escape it. It's going to happen. So just, you know, lean into it. What are some of the slang phrases or the metaphors, the Australian kind of vernacular that you guys use now in your everyday?
She'll be right.
Oh, I love that one. What does that mean?
Everything will be all right.
Say a paper fall from our hand and like we'll say, sorry, no, you're all right. Like these are some kind of words which we generally hear often, especially at the workplace. To be very frank, I have got used to hearing Australian slangs, but I haven't got used to speaking a lot. One more thing we missed, like Australian call themselves as Aussie rather than Australian. So they generally call them Aussie. Aussie is a like a buzzword for them.
Yeah, yeah. And even the way that we say Australia, we go Straya, right? Yeah. Like Straya. It doesn't make any sense, but hey, we love it. You're going to hear that a lot in Australia, in Straya.
Sam.
Din.
Se banche.
Din.
Tattoo.
Number three, academic staff are easy to understand. Compared to your home countries, are Australian lectures or tutorials any different to your experience?
I think the academic staff, lecturers and tutors do understand that in-class students are from multiple different backgrounds. So I haven't ever experienced that lecturers or tutors are using Australian slangs in Australia, like especially in the university. So I think which makes easy for international students to adapt to the classroom environment.
Definitely. So what about with the accent, for instance, instead of the slang, just being able to understand what someone's saying on the accent level. Has anyone ever had any problems with that?
Yep, it's not only Australian accent. We have like our tutors who are Chinese or from Vietnam. They are from different backgrounds. Yes, accent is one of the things which we find difficult to understand. And I think by time or just asking them politely, could you come again or could you please repeat it for me? It really saves our life rather than misunderstanding someone.
Yeah, definitely. If you don't understand something, ask for it to be repeated or ask for help.
Yeah.
China.
Char.
네 번째.
Char.
Say.
Number four, technology to help academic English. If you're having trouble with the accent or understanding slang, don't worry. There is definitely help available. Let's talk about the assistive technologies.
The name of the program is Read and Write. Anyone can access it. You just need your student ID and your password. Download it. We've got picture dictionaries to help you understand the meaning. And we have options like check it. And there's predictive text. So if you're not sure about it, like what comes next, and predictive text will show you, here are your options, pick one.
Yeah, right. So that's about learning words in different contexts and that kind of thing.
And for certain disciplines, such as science, so if you use a dictionary for that, so there's specific terminologies.
I find it really useful when I want to read those journal articles, a long text. So you can read it, but then you can highlight it and listen to it. And that's what sort of reinforces whatever you're learning, whatever your field is, anything that you find really difficult to pronounce or words that you find difficult to understand, you can also access a dictionary for the meaning. There's also, as Mamoon said, pictures to help you understand the word. But what I find most useful is to hear it. And then you can fine tune it, you can paraphrase it, and then you can get it read out again by the program, which is fantastic because you also want to know how your assignment sounds. So I think it's a fantastic program and it really will help people who struggle with English, with pronouncing words. And you can choose a male or female voice.
Oh, good.
Interesting.
Yeah. Can you choose whether or not they have an Australian accent?
I think the lady is an Australian.
And there's a translator option. It's such a joy to use.
So where can people access these kinds of programs?
So that assistive technology is actually on all of the university's PCs. So the students have access to it now. They just go into the menu and select read and write for that particular technology.
다섯 번째.
Bunch.
Shani.
Number five. practice with conversation groups. If you want to give some of that new Aussie slang a go, you can check out the conversation groups. Julie Evans knows all about them. What exactly are the English conversation groups that Western holds?
Well, they're basically a way of practicing your English and getting used to the Australian slang, but mainly making friends.
What exactly happens at the English conversation groups?
Basically, we train up other students as facilitators, and it's just a very informal group. They meet for a few weeks, 1 hour a week with other students, and they just chat. So they make friends as well as getting the, you know, English practice, which is what the goal is.
What kind of topics would usually be discussed?
We give them some tips and the basic data conversation things are, you know, your favourite movie, your favourite meal, you know, have you found a favourite spot to eat in the area you live in. But what we find is it doesn't take too long for the groups to get going, and then they talk about all sorts of things. We give our facilitators a full day training, so they get a lot of information on how to, you know, look after the students as well as starting the conversations and just having a fun time in the session.
So it sounds like it's a really helpful service for international students then, because it's all encompassing.
Yes, and we actually find that what happens is that a lot of the international students then choose to facilitate the next session, because they've enjoyed it as a participant. They get to meet a lot of different people in the group and make friendships. And then, of course, what happens is you meet somebody and then they introduce you to a friend of theirs. So it's that extended family that happens as well.
Do you know, Julie, if the English-speaking groups are offered across all of the different Western campuses at the moment, or is it just a particular one?
We actually try to run them across all the campuses. It is dependent, obviously, on our volunteer facilitators.
How can people get involved with the English-speaking groups?
Well, we have our own webpage on the Western Sydney Uni website, westernsydney.edu.au/English-conversation.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic, Julie. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Remember, if you need more info, you can always head to westernsydney.edu.au. And make sure you check out the other episodes in this series, where you can find out how to get a job and where to eat on the cheap in Sydney. Thanks for listening. I'm Sid Sharma. Bye for now.